This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed Zulu. Change your mind. And by XMWX Weather. It's as vital as vision. So have you changed your mind about who has the world's best headset? Come by our tent outside Hangar B and see why Zulu's comfort, sound quality, and A&R is better than anything else you've ever tried. It also has Bluetooth connectivity and works with either battery or panel power. There's also a helicopter model. No other headset delivers the complete Zulu package.
It's Glenn Pugh reporting live at AirVenture Oshkosh. I'm here with Mike Schofield of Dynon Avionics.
I'm a product marketing manager with Dynon.
Now, Dynon's been around for a long time, but it's not something that's available to certified pilots. What are some of the biggest benefits that Dynon's bringing to the experimental market that certified pilots are missing out on?
Well, some of the biggest benefits are the cost savings that our light sport and experimental customers are seeing. Whereas a certified glass cockpit can cost anywhere from small 10,000s up into the 100,000s, our entire solutions, our flight instruments, engine instruments, and autopilots often cost less than the tax on those systems.
Take us through a little bit the evolution of the product from its introduction a few years ago to where you're at now and where you're headed this December. I understand there's new products coming.
Our original product was the EFIS D10 that came out in 2003, and that was basically a six-pack replacement, set of primary flight instruments. It was quickly replaced by the EFIS D10A, which is a similar product with more hardware horsepower and computing horsepower that has given us room to grow. We came out with engine monitoring shortly thereafter, and in the last year we've come out with a complete two-axis autopilot that is tied to our EFIS. Our customers can add an autopilot to their EFIS system for about $1,500. Later this year, in December, we'll be releasing our Dynon Skyview system, which is our next generation of products and sort of the evolution of our approach to building integrated glass cockpits. It will do everything our current product line does, so that includes flight instruments, engine instruments, and autopilots, and will add some of the things that you're seeing in the certified market, like synthetic vision, moving map especially. That's probably the single biggest request that we've had from our customers. They would like to replace the multi-$1,000 handheld with something that comes from Dynon and that is integrated into their Dynon system.
Well, I know your first units were single box, all-in-one systems, and the latest thing that's coming out this December is going to be a multi-piece unit. I imagine that so you can add and subtract functionality, give more customization. It gets a little bit more complicated when we talk about pricing. But where are the prices looking like they're headed with the multi-function units?
We haven't released the pricing information on the Dynon Skyview system. It will be more than our current line of products, but it won't be a huge bump. We think we're going to surprise the market with the pricing once we finalize it and publish it. Having a modular system does give the customer a few interesting benefits. One is that, unlike our current systems, where all of the features and functions are in the actual box, you have displays which are separate from the functional modules, like the ADA HARS, which provides the flight instrumentation, and the engine monitor module. So customers can build a really tailored system just by simply thinking through, how many screens do I want? Do I want flight instruments from Dynon? Do I want the engine instruments? Do I want autopilot? And buying those modules individually. If a pilot, for example, wants an IFR panel, they can go with a multiple screen, multiple ADA HARS system. And that will be pretty easy to understand compared to our current product line, where you have to sort of mix and match the right boxes that include the functionality within them.
So I guess the next thing coming down the pike is weather. You don't have weather yet currently with any of the systems you offer, is that right?
That's right. As I mentioned, none of our current product lines even have a moving map, so that'll be the thing that'll really change the game for Dynon. We'll have a fully integrated moving map with synthetic vision, highway in the sky. And then going forward, in future releases, we'll have compatibility with weather and traffic systems, going even further out, ADS-B. And so that is one of the benefits of the Dynon Skyview. It has both the graphics and the computer processing power to grow for the coming years.
So, Mike, if you would just sum up the products that are currently available right now and what's coming in the near future.
So today we have our EFIS line of products, so the EFIS D10A, the EFIS D100, D6, and D60 are primary flight instruments. We make what we call our EMS line of products. The EMS D10 and EMS D120 are dedicated engine monitors. And the Flight Deck D180 is a combination flight instrument engine monitor box. Any of those EFIS systems can become an autopilot simply by adding the servos.
What about price range on those products?
Our least expensive EFIS, the EFIS D6, starts at $1,600. The Flight Deck D180, which is the single-screen combination EFIS engine monitor, starts at $3,200. So customers can get into a Dynon glass cockpit for $1,600 for a basic six-pack in the EFIS D6 or EFIS D60, or they can outfit with a multiple-screen EFIS engine monitor, autopilot, multiple-screen system, and that can run anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000 with autopilot.
I've seen a lot of experimental drivers are putting one of your units in to represent basically their entire panel. So the new system, because it's modular, I suppose allows for some redundancy. Can you put in two independent AHARs and have them running the systems?
You absolutely can. In fact, customers that have our current generation of products can do that. A really popular configuration for IFR pilots is a Flight Deck D180, which is the combination EFIS engine monitor, paired with an EFIS D100, which is a second set of flight instruments. With the next generation system, customers will be able to pair a set of screens, a pair of screens, even three screens, with double, even triple AHARS capability. And that will allow any single component to fail, and the pilot will be able to get back on the ground safely.
And I guess one last thing is we've seen huge growth for Dynon. And going into the future, I guess you expect to see even more. But how many units are you moving a year these days?
We don't publish exact sales figures. We have grown tremendously in the last few years. We have literally thousands, a good fraction of 10,000 screens in the market right now.
All right, exciting things coming down the pike from Dynon Avionics. It's Glenn Pugh catching up with them here at Oshkosh 2009. Thanks for listening with Avway.
XM WX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XM WX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite. Come see what the latest XM WX satellite weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2009 in Hangar C.